Okay. Awesome. You may continue,
thank
sir.
Sir.
Yeah.
Thank
sorry.
You. No, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Partly to provide this by way of an informational report. If there are any questions, happy to answer what I can. And if I can't, I'll get back to our engineer on the status. Log cabin, this has been a summer-long project. Significant improvements are now completed. The roof and window frame replacements are completed in the last month or so. Contractors are working to correct a portion of the cabin's front end that is protruding, and that should hopefully be completed in the next couple of weeks. The marina bulkhead project, after renegotiating the scope of work, the contract was renegotiated, as discussed and directed by the mayor and council, closer to the budgeted amount, which is a grant funding of $30,000. So there was some adjustment in the scope of work, brought the bid down to $30,483, which council and mayor and council approved and was signed, and now we're waiting the countersign from the contractor. He was emailed, and we're expecting the document, fully executed document. So that should be soon. Ideally, the notice to proceed will be in the middle part of next month. The marina stormwater management project, this was the project initially not funded by the Federal Fish and Wildlife, but then ultimately approved by the Department of Natural Resources to the reimbursable grant of $300,000. This involves no town match. So the DNR stamp will be taken effective on Tuesday the 21st. That's from 10:30 to 11:30. Basically, a walkthrough. The Base Saver, which is a sediment filtration system, was not approved in the grant funding project. So that was removed, at least from the DNR funding. But thanks to the American Rescue Plan funding, which makes stormwater management an eligible expenditure, that can be tapped. Again, the Base Saver equipment installation is in the range of about $85,000. We don't know when we bid that out because that would have to be a separate contract from the stormwater management project because it's a separate piece of work from that. So it doesn't involve renegotiating the scope of work for the stormwater project. It's just a separate project that the town would undertake. Again, our engineers already got this permitted as well. And again, it's a five-year permit, so we're good for another 2 years to get that done before that permit expires through the Maryland Department of Environment. Old Denton Road Water Main Project. The financing for this project is under review. There's been extensive back and forth exchange of information with MDU staff. And I've got a phone call with the MDU Financial Analysis Group tomorrow at 3. So we'll know better at that point in time. Issue there being the debt service coverage ratio is not where they would typically like to see that ratio. So I've been encouraging the NDP staff to take a look at the expectations of more revenue coming in the house through the water meter project. Once the water meter project gets up and going, should get up and going. And then also worked with town engineer staff today to get some information about the solar project and the impact that the solar project is going to have on town finances, all to the good, once the solar panel project is up and running. And ideally, that's a couple of months away. We've waited a long time for that project, but we'll get to the final, looks like approval to move forward on the final change order and the interconnection. So our future financial situation on the water and sewer side looks decidedly better than our current situation on the water and sewer side. And again, that's all without raising rates. Right, that's through efficiencies of better water metering and then also cost reduction by way of solar panel project to save us on our electric bill and also town's interested selling Antex's power back on the grid, which is another type. And now that's a marketplace, so it depends on what the rate is, but that's been also calculated out by our engineering staff. based on certain assumptions and in a dynamic marketplace. Those assumptions may not hold up every day over the span of 20 years, but based on assumptions of the rate, kilowatt hour rate, and then also the sellback rate for power on the sellback power on the grid, the engineer proposes that it looks like approximately $230,000 annual to the town by way of cost savings at the sewer plant and sellback of excess energy, electricity back to the grid. So I'm not saying that that's going to be every single day of every single year because it's a dynamic market, but that's at least with today's numbers locked in, that's what the rate of return would be. So that's all relative to the solar project, which again helps the old road finances and also helps the town just in general. So where does the solar panel project stand? Delmarva Power Recipient, or their parent company, signed the interconnection agreement that the mayor signed on March 15th of this year. They got around to signing it in the last 2 weeks. All the change orders have been sent to NDE for been approved by the engineer, so they've been sent back to NDE for review and approval, and that's still pending at this point in time. We don't really have any specific information about when those NDE approvals are going to happen, but they are right now with NDE staff. So that's where we are with the solar panel project. And this was the project in general, so if there's any questions I can answer. I'm happy to, if not, the engineer is going to have a better answer.
I've got a couple of questions. The base Avery equipment on the stormwater management, what does that do?
It filters out sediment. So it basically serves like two manholes where the sediment settles and then is cleaned out manually.
So our staff would have to clean that out?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a labor that goes along with that forever.
There's one down at the end of Academy Avenue, I think, behind that old gas station. Isn't there?
That one, Toby's.
Toby, is that where it is? Toby's.
I thought it was that thing, that big concrete thing between the hub and Gary B's building.
What big concrete thing?
Oh, down at the bottom. There's down by the fishing gear.
There's one somewhere down there in that area.
That might be. There's a huge one that sits down there.
Does it get cleaned out now?
Probably not.
Then why spend $85,000 for something that doesn't get done now?
Because we can do better.
Well, then again, we need to start on it. But, I mean, you know, there's that. And then does the solar panel, does it need to go in front of the state public works if it gets approved? So we're talking 2 months minimum.
Well, right, because there's an extension of the budget.
Right.
Which covers the...
No, I thought it did. I just want to clarify that it still had to go back in front. So if NDE approves it, it still has to go in front of Public Works for the extra money at this point.
Yeah, probably a month or two. I mean, I think we can still be optimistic maybe about that.
All right.
December.
And presently, the wastewater plant using, I think it was $150,000 a year in electric.
Roughly, ballpark.
All I need. So if we're $50,000 to $80,000 extra, does that come to the general fund or have to stay to?
It would have to stay in the enterprise fund. Now, it could also build up the reserves in the enterprise fund.
Well, right.
So that when there needs to be a bailout again, it's not
there's
the
money
fund
there.
That bails it out. It's the utility fund reserve that bails
right.
out the utility
Just
fund.
So whoever's listening know that $50,000 to $80,000 is not flowing into the general fund right away. I mean, you know, it will be earmarked as soon as it comes back. So,
correct.
I was sure that was the answer, but
it's more than we're making now.
Oh yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with it.
We'll take that to help cover the cost of the wastewater treatment plant for sure.
Yep. Okay.
If you're done, I got a call.
No, I'm done.
All right. And these are probably more comments. All right, like with the solar panel project, they're popping up everywhere. We're getting strung down the road. I mean, is it because we're using grant money or I can't imagine all these other projects around at the two high schools, you know, that they went through the same thing that we've got to go through?
That's probably a question better answered by the engineer, but what I know is that we've been told approach, and as a result, is on the interconnection. So as a result, more, you know, it can involve something by way of a different process than like the firehouse. So
it was one of the first ones around here.
Yeah, so that's what we've been told anyway. Now, a lot of the holdup on the time anyway has been, I mean, you know, for lack of a better word, non-responsiveness from the power and the panel company. Almost 6 months later, they signed a document that Mayor signed on March 15th. And this was the interconnection agreement. So I remember the first interconnection agreement came in at $800,000-some. Then they did the revising and engineering to get that down to $143,000. Well, neither one of it was permitted anyway. I mean, it wasn't added onto the project. It wasn't in the original scope of work. Wasn't in the original grant application. Wasn't in the original budget. So all of that had to be administratively processed to do the work through Delmarva Power, and then to have MDE approve the financing for it. So right now I think we paid that first, what, $45,400? Mm-hmm. We've paid that first share of $45,500 towards $143,000. And, you know, that's out of the line of credit. So December 31st, that line of credit, correct? December 31st, that line of credit becomes a loan. So whatever's not reimbursed back by December 31st adds to our debt load. But if we can pay it back, get reimbursed and paid back by December 31st, it doesn't add to debt load. It's just a loan that we pay back to Providence State Bank. So the sooner the scope of work is approved, the sooner the change orders are approved, the sooner it goes to Board of Public Works for their approval, because that'll come with financing. We'll at least know we're going to get the revenue stream in today. That's going to reimburse us so that we can pay off our debt obligation, whether that's pay off the line of credit or pay off a loan real soon, because a loan will carry the loan and incur, you know, an interest payment, whereas the line of credit currently is zero interest. But December 31st is going to be here before we know.
But had the original project plan included that piece, we wouldn't be in this position.
Correct.
Right.
So can't we build that back to Scott?
I think it's Scott. I think it's Scott Kane and Bob Rouse all fault. Bob Rouse wanted to push this project on us, so he should be just as responsible.
Well, Solar Lane was supposed to be the experts. Yeah, I don't know how you can present a project plan if you do this job all the time and you leave out a major piece, which is putting us on the grid and connecting it.
I've told him.
I don't know how that gets left out. So that's not an oops. If you have a standard project plan for every solar panel field you put in, that's got to be a line item in there. Mm-hmm. If not, then you're not connecting it. Yeah. So, I mean, to me, that's on them. Mm-hmm. This delay is on them. So.
And then my last one, this is my COYA question. We met with Sue, and I think they gave a great presentation. But my question is, can we do, let's say, if we decide to go this route, can we do this project without submitting it for bids?
No, you have to at least do request for qualifications to allow proper procurement, and then it's up to you to make the determination whether it be a price bid or a qualifications bid.
Okay.
Because they quoted a range.
Right.
And obviously, once that project, and we'll talk about that in a little while, that's another agenda item, but once it goes out, the submittal is going to have to come with solid numbers back.
Okay.
Not this range business of it could cost $950,000, it could cost $1.1 million, how much have you got?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to have to be a line item budget that shows this what you will budget, we will budget accordingly, keeping in mind that's, you know, it's a multi-year thing, so it's at least if it gets started this fiscal year, going to require a budget amendment for this fiscal year. If it all starts after July 1, if whatever it is going to have to be built into the budget that goes to council for approval, Mayor Council for approval for July 1 of next year. So it's going to have to be small. The cost is going to be much more specific than what was presented with the process. They did a very nice job of process, but obviously that numbers were a bit.
My game plan is to go to Greensboro and talk to them folks and see, get a feel for it.
Yeah, I talked to Wendy Dixon earlier this week.
Oh, did you?
Last week, yeah, and I'm going up there on Thursday.
Did you get any vibes? Or?
They were happy.
Okay.
They were happy.
Probably making money.
Making a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Making a little bit.
And they actually use SUEZ as a contractor?
Yeah.
So is that their whole process for them?
Yeah. I've talked to Wendy, and they are very happy about it.
Yeah, great. Might save me a trip.
Nice day.
It is. Does anybody have any other questions on the capital project? All right. Thank you very much. Next is the ARPA drawdown.
I am Senator Mamer of the Council, the American Rescue Plan Act, signed by the President on March 11th, is an infusion of federal money into communities, organizations all over the country to deal with the pandemic as well as the economic impact of the pandemic. There are a number of items that are by right expenditures, eligible expenditures. Some of these have been discussed at meetings in the past. I'm going into the archives, actually. Our town started those discussions back in March, soon after the law became law, and before we knew how much money we were going to get. So, knowing how much money we're going to get, these proposals to start drawing down some of the money for eligible expenditures. To this point, the only expenditure that's been made or approved was recently to replace $13,670 that was lost revenue due to the pandemic and state of emergency when our building inspector couldn't get into buildings to do their inspection. So the only approval at this point is going to draw down, pay ourselves for money we didn't get last fiscal year. Staff's bringing forward a number of eligible expenditures that we discussed at the August 16th meeting. The first of these is an expenditure in a total sum of $131,085, representing 5% of the town's total allocation as a donation to the Federalsburg Volunteer Fire Company, payable in this fiscal year and next fiscal year, ideally in equal sums. And then as a subrecipient of the federal funds, the fire company will need to document the competitive procurement process. So they're going to have to do their due diligence to go out and find qualified service providers, or put in this case equipment providers, and then provide the town with the purchase documentation for auditing purposes. The audit's coming. Again, ideally, this would be for the purchase of turnout gear to replace the aging turnout gear and air packs, personal protective equipment, and expenditures as loans or grants. Obviously, this would be a grant to nonprofit organizations. They're eligible expenditures expressly stated in the language of the American Rescue Plan Act. Otherwise, then staff's got two other smaller drawdowns, equal sum, representing 1.5% each of the town's allocation. The first one is for enhanced security cameras and operational observation cameras at the water and sewer facilities, including the sewer plant. It would give the operator the opportunity to log in and observe the operations without having to physically be on site. Public Utilities Director has looked into the cost of this. It's well within the range of $39,325, which is proposed. Again, that constitutes 1.5% of the town's allocation. And staff's proposing that as a relatively soon, so that they can begin that process. The other expenditure also represents 1.5% of the town's allocation in the sum of $39,325 is for upgrades and improvements to information technology, which, like under the last year's COVID CARES Act fund, allows for remote work and contactless processes and transactions so that people don't necessarily have to be here to do certain different things, like within the staff, generate work orders and pick up their work orders, and then also in the general public to be able to do things with the building permitting and inspection side that doesn't necessarily require them to come here to do that process. So those are the two, and that would be an eligible expenditure from current date through June 30, 2024. So that's over 3 years. Those are the two expenditures and into the donations to the fire company. The total is $209,735, or 8% of the town's total allocation. And staff's recommending approval of that drawdown and transfer those funds to the general fund treasury to carry out those specific tasks.
Larry, and correct me if I'm wrong, didn't we have to get clarification of whether or not we could look into a trash drum?
Yes. Still waiting. It's been otherwise. 2.5 out of 3 so far are saying that it looks like an eligible expenditure.
2.5.
2.5, not 3, 2.5. That half being, we need to understand for certain how much money we're losing as a result of the virus a year ago, carryover impact of the virus this year. So there's actually a formula to figure that out. I know how the formula works, but I don't know the data to put in there. So I've approached someone to do that for us. And that constitutes a not to exceed sum of $5,000. Also payable out of ARPA, so that's literally 1/5 of 1% to do that revenue assessment for us. This is all pre-audit, so we need to have the way the bill is written. There are certain check-ins, December 31st of the years being those check-ins. So we'll have to do this periodically until December 31st, 2024, anyway, ahead of the audit. So let's figure that out now, how much exactly it is we're not going to see based on the year prior budget relative to what the for lack of a better word, COVID year budget looked like. And the COVID year budget hasn't been audited yet. I mean, a COVID year budget's under audit. We won't know that until
December,
when the audit's done. So some of it's still, again, uncertain, because we're still dealing with uncertain numbers. It's recognized that the federal government is using December 31st, end of year. Well, we use June 30th, end of year. So our year isn't closed and audited before the federal government is asking for information on how our year's going. So there are things to reconcile there that are, not at the audit basis, because it's not after the fact, it's during the fact.
Did you have a question?
I did. With the grant to the fire department, will they do their whole procurement process and purchase the turnout gear and then submit the documentation, or is that an ongoing thing, like they'll do the process and then check in with us, or is it a done deal and then they let us know that they've followed everything correctly?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, again, this is relatively specialized stuff.
Right.
So if they just contact the dealers of,
I have no clue. Yeah,
MSA or Scott, just a few others, and get the price, unit price, should be good enough.
Okay.
But we have to put that in for our audit, that we gave them for a specific with intended use. This is what we intended them to use it for.
Right, and the receipts.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're going to need to see that it was spent and that it was spent on this stuff. So.
Okay. The technology upgrades is part of that also. I know, Chief, the security camera that is up at Chambers Park over the skate, can that camera reach the log cabin. My concern is that we're doing all this work to the log cabin and there isn't any cameras on it to catch anybody that's mischievous or bad actors up there.
No, we have one at the entrance, but it's targeted for the entrance. So we have to have another camera to specifically target the cabin area.
Okay.
But that could be done. It's not a huge expense.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think between just either covering between Lions Hall, you know, and the cabin area, probably wouldn't hurt to have some eyes on that. We've had some mischievous kids hop up on the roof and do some stuff on the roof up there.
Sure.
Lions Hall.
In the new storage building, doing graffiti on the inside of the building.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. It's not locked.
It is now, but it wasn't at the time.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody else have any other questions?
Wouldn't it take two cameras at the low cabin, one for the front, one for the back?
Yeah, you know, Councilman, I'd have to go out there and see where that pole's placed near, right, almost perpendicular to the cabin, so it might catch the roadside and the entrance side. It's not going to capture the backside.
The backside and the launch clip.
Yeah, there. But it might for somebody who's unaware, it might capture the actual traffic coming in and out. That's all we can do now is capture the actual traffic, vehicles, and people that actually enter, you know, through the gate area. That's what we pick up now.
Right. I'm posting a sign that it's under surveillance. Smile, you're on camera.
Yes, smile.
Does anybody have any other questions? Okay, if not, can I get a motion to approve $209,735 as the drawdown for the infrastructure expenditures that are listed on the ARPA report?
I make a motion that we approve $209,735 as the drawdown from the ARPA account for the previously discussed items.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you very much. Next is the water meter upgrade presentation. Town Manager Dury.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, you've got a small handout that was submitted by the CWIS team the other day on the 31st. There was a special work session presentation and information about potential for an advanced metering infrastructure program. My process, that entire presentation was emailed to all of you. I don't have it in front of me. Maybe some of you do, but if there's any specific questions, I can certainly get back to the representatives about this by way of discussion to see what Councilman Mayor's prerogative is to move forward on the process.
It was a good presentation. I mean, mm-hmm. I learned a lot. I definitely think it is something that we need to do. I do have a question as far as the one with the auto shutoff valve. So I understand we would have to buy that for every meter. Sure. So I guess the question is, how many times do we get phone calls from a resident that says, I need to get my water turned off before, like, they have a plumber coming in, right? I need somebody to stop what they're doing and come shut my water off. How many, can we keep track of how many calls? Because I'm not sure it would depend on there's enough return on investment that we buy everybody an automatic shutoff valve on these meters, or we don't, because in the grand scheme of things, out of, you know, all the houses, we get, you know, two calls a month, if that, for somebody stuff that they're doing. Now, if it's 50 calls a month where people have stuff going on in their houses, and, you know, then it might be worthwhile paying for that shutoff valve. But if it's not, then...
It's not many.
Isn't it mostly the homeowner is able to turn it off at the house for most cases?
If they got a shutoff
in the house. If they have a shutoff in the house.
I mean, I've got, my house was built in 47, and I've got a cutoff in it.
You'd be surprised how many people don't, though.
Yeah, ours is, I think ours is under the house somewhere, if that. I mean, I'd be hard-pressed to go find where it is.
Do we have five or six on
that? Do we charge?
No.
We don't charge if we send somebody out there to turn it off.
We only charge if we go out to cut off an non-payment.
I've probably done three in the last 10 years of where I've gotten phone calls, but I just won't cut that off.
Okay.
It's because somebody's having work done and they needed to have the water shut off?
Broken pipe.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of feel like if it's for, you know, for something like that, you know, the town can do that for them. I mean, I don't think that we need to charge for that.
Most people don't abuse it. We have one
right
now and then that gets a little happy with it.
But
come there, come back.
Is, if there
well,
is,
you know.
Is there, if there is a broken pipe and no shutoff valve, is there any way to stop the flow of water?
Not without shutting off their meter. Sure.
Not without shutting off their meter. And even then, there's no guarantees. It depends on where it's at.
Right.
Yes.
Every meter has a shutoff valve before it ever gets to the meter. Every property has one.
I've got a curb stop.
Right. They dump it around and they come right over the tool and they take that cap off. They turn your water off. Turn it off.
Right, but the resident can't do that. We have to do that. That's what the statement is, right? So if you were having plumbing work done and you needed the water shut off or you had a busted pipe, we would have to go out there and shut it off. Yeah. These meters would have a flow valve that we could remotely turn it off from town hall. You could call town hall. They pull up your address, they pull up your meter, and they shut it off without somebody having to run out there and turn the water off. That's what the new meter would, if we get the flow valve put on there, the shut off on there. So.
Basically, what we're looking at are wireless meters. All new meters for the entire town, industrial, residential, everything. That the ones we have now, the only way to get read is by somebody going out there and physically reading them. That takes how long?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Three weeks a quarter. So that's roughly 3 months out of a year.
If we're lucky.
If we're lucky.
Yeah, and then they
have
to go back and read.
And
then
these new meters, you can download every, how quick was it?
Is that an hour?
Once an hour, it'll download into the system. So if you think you got a leak, you can come in and we can tell you when all of a sudden in the last 12 days your water started spiking. We'll have all that information right there and be able to tell just by looking on the computer. We can pinpoint when the leak started, if it stopped. So.
And if there's a leak and there's low pressure, where that's coming from, it sends off an alarm.
Right.
So. So I would say, I guess we can go ahead. Are you guys okay to move forward with trying to get bids for that now that we've had a presentation?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I meant not knowing who else out there and what other.
Who's got something similar to it?
Yeah, so I guess it's big qualifications, whichever we need, but yes, I meant.
Yeah, with some concrete figures.
Yeah. Yes.
Do we need a motion for that?
I would say go ahead. We'll take a motion for Larry to proceed with moving forward with collecting bids for the water meter replacement.
Make a motion. We proceed. Allow Larry to proceed with getting bids for the water meter replacement.
And I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have public comment. If you would like to make a comment, you can step up to the podium, state your name and your address. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is James Thomas. I live at 319 South University Avenue. I have been down here for a couple of meetings. I haven't even heard about this fish thing that's coming out here that's going to pump into our sewer system, right?
So they're not pumping into our sewer system. They will have town water and sewer.
Okay.
Like they have bathrooms, they have public, have all of that stuff.
As long as they're not going to be pumping that stuff back into our.
So the only time that they would have to do that if there's an emergency drawdown out of one of the tanks, and they have water filtration in place. That it has to be a certain level before it comes into our plant, right? They can't just send it to our plant.
Okay.
Whatever water they have their own filtration units.
Yep.
Before it leaves their property to come to ours, it would have to go through their filtration, have certain specifications. Like right now, we get stuff from Solo, right? We know when they don't do what they're supposed to do on their end because the foam is pink. That means that they didn't do what they were supposed to do on their end, filtering the water before it got to us. So all of that is in play before they would start to ever send anything where the fish are into there.
But what I'm saying is they're going to have their own wells out there.
Yes, they will have their own wells.
Is the coming back, is going to be metered coming back to us?
So they will have water meters. Like, they will have the well for filling certain things, but they will have water. They will pay a bill for meters for, like, their sewer, for the kitchen that they have over there, any personal space, and they will have a meter for using. They'll use town water for that. They won't use the well water for.
What I'm saying is, okay, if their well's going to be pumping, and they're going to be sending their byproduct back to our sewer system, right?
Preferably not.
No, hopefully
not.
They
don't have their own system out there?
Yes, yes. What they're sending to us is, like, if you are an employee there, you go to the bathroom. Your bathroom will come into our sewer system. The stuff that the fish swim in, there isn't, that would not come back to us unless there was an emergency and they had to get rid of water. Okay. But they have tanks in place for that, and they have filtration in place for that, so that we don't have a problem with the salinity messing up our wastewater treatment plant.
Okay, but what I was interested in that was because, you know, they got to be putting that water somewhere. They can't put it back in the earth.
So it's recirculating aquaculture is what it is. So they have giant tanks, and each tank has it's self-contained with its own filtration system.
Okay.
And
they
it cleans
send
itself.
That out somewhere?
No, it's self-contained and cleans it. The only time that they would have a problem is if that there was a fish kill, right, and they can't reuse that water.
Oh, just like your car water.
Then they need to dispose of it. If they have to dispose of it, there is plans in place where there is holding tanks and a cleaning system that will filter the water before we even see it. They can't just send it to us.
Okay, because I've heard a lot of talk from the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I asked these questions tonight, mm-hmm. because if they would send that word back to our sewer plant, that would kill a lot of the bugs. And you know,
yes, right, correct. And that's what we need, the bugs for the system up
right.
there.
And you can't, with that algae coming in there, would kill the bugs.
Right, yeah. So there's plans in place for all of that. And they're, I think, in the next month or two, they have their MDE presentation. And, I mean, as soon as we know more and they continue to move forward, then as soon as we know more, then we'll send out the presentations that they've given to MDE so that everybody's aware of how it's going
to
work.
Run back the bug, the, you know, contamination.
Yeah, well, we are too, because it's an ecosystem up there, right? And that's how it works. So we don't want to mess up the ecosystem. So they're on top of up there. They test to make sure that the bugs are good, everything is good up there, and that we don't mess up the ecosystem, because we've worked really hard to get that ecosystem back in control up there, to keep it where it's functioning at a high efficiency level. So, anybody else? Okay, next we have mayor and council action items. Councilman Windsor?
Oh, just one thing, and this is my night to pick on Larry. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Nothing personal there. Oh, down on South Main Street, if you're going down South Main Street towards the railroad tracks, on the left, there's a dead tree. And it between the curb and the sidewalk, it definitely is an eyesore. I'll cut it down if you guys don't have a problem with it.
It's still in the ground? It's not like laying down?
No. That's it. Thank you.
Is it on our, it's on our property?
It's between the curb and the sidewalk.
The
local, so,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilman Sewell?
It's nice to see some familiar faces tonight, some new faces. It's always nice to have some people in the house, so welcome. I wanted to commend the town on the Ida cleanup and preparations. I was very happy to see the street sweeper come up West Central prior to the storm and clean the storm drains, so kudos for a job well done. And also, I wanted to remark that the log cabin really, really looks good. I hope everybody in here has gone by and looked at it, because it really is nice. Otherwise, I've got a couple of dates for everyone to put on their calendars. This Friday, the Historical Society right next door will be having their sandwich sale. On Friday, September 24th, 2 weeks later, Lions Club will be starting back up with their sandwich sales. So you can be on the lookout for those. We're going to try to keep them on the last Fridays of the month so people can sort of look for them. And then the following day, which would be Saturday, September 25th, the YMCA of Caroline County and the Lions Club are partnering together to do a movie night up at Chambers Park. And it's a family-friendly event. Everyone is welcome. Yes.
Did they change it?
No. Well, the live
advertised in the Caroline Review as being at the marina.
No.
No, it's not, or no, it is.
It is not. It is at Chambers Park, and I have been
the back wall of.
I've been working with Angel for 6 months on this, so.
And we were like, "Oh my God, I hope there's nothing booked at the marina."
Yeah, no.
Luckily, there wasn't, but.
Yeah, it's at Chambers Park.
It's supposed to be at Chambers Park. That's what we've planned, literally for 6 months.
Wonderful.
But also, I believe Friday the 24th. The library is also doing a movie night upstairs in their community room up there, but I don't have the details on that. I've been talking to their director, Debbie Bennett, and she had mentioned that. So I thought that's what you were going to tell me.
No.
But no, I will call Angel in the morning. Thank you.
Well, I have to advertise it on my desk.
I'm sorry.
Did they do an event on Facebook that we can share?
I have not seen it yet. And I told Angel I would get up with him this week anyway.
Okay.
So
we can get an event out.
Yeah.
Get it once we get it out, posted and shared. It'll.
Yeah. So.
Get stuff out and get the location correct. Is that it?
I'm sorry. Pet beef, turkey, and
I think that was pork. They're discussing ordering sandwich. Councilman Marine. No, I was going to let him go last.
Betrayal.
I'll go because I don't have any. You probably got a list. I really don't have anything. I would just say I'd like to thank the four other members of the town of Fettlesburg who are running for election, because it's something very important that, you know, the town needs the people to step forward. So I'm glad to see there's competition all the way around for the voters to have a choice on who they want.
I agree.
That's it.
All right, Councilman Murray.
No,
you got your list
out?
No,
no. Only thing I got is this Friday, Saturday, the fire company's doing a chicken barbecue from 10 till sold out. And that will be the last one of the year.
Lots of good meats this weekend.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? Won't need to cook. Are you taking pre-orders? If we message you, can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You deliver?
Just put a little Uber Eats or DoorDash on the side of his car.
I'm just kidding.
Is that it? I would also like to thank town staff for doing a great job keeping us in the loop with Ida. I'm very thankful that we did not get the rain that the Western Shore and Pennsylvania and New Jersey got, because that would have been a hot mess. I do have a question, though, since we had the tornado warning. So I happened to be working from home, and I was watching because we had the tornado hit in Annapolis, not far from my work. But then they were like, if you live in Fettlesburg, take cover. And as soon as they said that, the siren went off. But if you weren't watching the news and you didn't know that there was a tornado coming through Fettlesburg via Hurlock, how would you have known that you were supposed to take cover, because the siren goes off all the time? So is there a way that
sounds
we can
different.
Notify? Well, but do the residents know that, though? I mean, like, I think we need to publicize this is, the siren goes off for this purpose, the siren goes off for that purpose. So if you hear it, don't just say it's the siren. It means, like, take cover. Or if it's one long siren, it's this. Or if it's, so we might just need to get that out to the citizens, because they're used to hearing it, and they might not have known that they needed to take cover to an internal.
Who posted that on Facebook?
Area.
Was that you?
Posted what?
About the fire siren and the different. It was on Facebook after that. I can't
really
remember who posted.
Oh, then maybe somebody up, because it wasn't
on the
town of Fettlesburg.
But it was on there
because
I read it. On it.
Okay. I don't remember
seeing
that.
But I don't think it was anybody from town.
Oh, do you know what?
I think it was somebody private.
That was if it's the same post I saw. It was over in Preston. somebody at the What's Greg, Up Press Kit.
Oh, and they shared it on the What's Up.
That was Greg Bennett that did that.
Okay.
He's a life member from Preston, but he's a career firefighter from Anne Arundel County.
Are those... I'm sorry.
And he lives in Seaford, Delaware.
Oh.
Are those blasts the same in every community? Like if...
Yes.
I mean, because it seemed to me growing up, like, you could tell the difference between a fire call and an ambulance call. Mm-hmm. And honestly, nowadays they all sound the same to me.
You hear the one first of the month?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Right, and do they test every Saturday at noon?
It's the first Saturday of
okay.
every month.
Okay. So it probably would be helpful for us just to repost that schedule if they test on Saturdays. It's like, I walk the dog Saturday and the generator was on at the marina, at the pump house. So I texted Steve. I'm like, the generator's on. Do I need to be concerned? He's like, no, it's a monthly test. So we've asked Steve to put that in his reports so that we know when they're testing. So when you walk by one of the pump stations and the generator's on, you know it's a test and not that it's had to click over to emergency.
Yeah,
emergency backup.
Monday morning, 7 o'clock, it will be up next door to my house.
Oh, the generator clicking on? Was it because something happened or was it the test?
It was their exercise.
Oh, okay.
Mine was a little bit louder, so nobody could hear it.
And that's all I have. So if nobody has anything else, I will take a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yep.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Thank you all. Have a good night.
Take care, buddy.